you know, the rules how to make a painting. It has been the same in Baroque, in Rubens or Rembrandt or even Cézanne, especially Cézanne. He was the most intellectual painter. Yeah? He thought exactly this horizon and about the movement and so, yeah. It's this intellectual part of a painting, yeah. And they all had the same rules, like an abstract painting. You know, it's like music, you know. Yeah. There's the orchestra and the first violin and there's a rhythm and, yeah. And it is, if it is a realistic or abstract painting, it's really the same. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
For sure. For sure.
So depending on
the good things, yeah.
What did you like and abstract like?
I started with realistic paintings, very realistic. And for example, I did a painting academy. I had to paint every day for 2 or 3 hours act nude women, you know,
yes.
Yeah, like that. And that's really good training, yeah. Yeah, about proportions and directions and all these things, yeah. And I preferred this abstract painting because every day you can see something else somehow, okay. Yeah. It's like a piece of music. If you hear it when you are sad, and you hear it when you're very happy, and you know, yeah.
I have a kind of a challenge when it comes to the paintings, abstract painting and realism paintings. Like in a realistic one, you have the image, you are used to it, you know the colors already because you have experiences.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't see that there is much thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's only inspiration to do the realistic painting.
Yeah.
How does it work with abstract? Do you have there is any special way of thinking to connect?
Yeah, you have to have a sort of idea about the forms and the construction. Yeah. The form idea has to be there somehow. It can change during your work, but it's a universe. Every canvas, Fläche. Was ist die Fläche? Wie kann man das sagen? In der Fläche. Every painting is a universe.